Hey guys, this is H-Town Wheelhouse coming to you live for a little pregame before the Astros' third game in a four-game set against the Arlington Rangers, which they successfully won the first two. They've taken a commanding five-game lead in the AL West and seem to be trending upward. Despite the news of Jose Altuve possibly going on the 10-day IL, the Astros are doing everything as a team. It's not based on one or two players. They do have three players that are hitting over 300. Well, let's add Springer in there tonight after he gets a couple hits. He's at 293. Brantley is knocking the cover off the ball. The bottom third of the lineup is doing their part. The pitchers are doing their job very well. And the list goes on. Wade Miley the other night has now the longest streak of allowing three runs or less in a game this season. Justin Verlander continues to win. He threw a one-hitter last night, nearly a no-hitter. So what do the Astros do in light of the injury of Jose Altuve? Well, they move Colin McHugh into the bullpen, and they bring up Corbin Martin. Corbin Martin is a local product, and he is from a local high school. He's from Cy Ranch in the Cypress area. He went to Texas A&M. And most people thought that Forrest Whitley would be called up before Corbin Martin. But I think Corbin Martin's experience in pitching in college gives him a little bit more validity in that he's 23 versus 21, has a couple more years of pitching under his belt, and he has been absolutely killing it. So where Forrest Whitley, if you've been paying attention, has just been getting shelled this season. Not having a good year right now. But he can turn things around. I'm sure it's a mechanic or an adjustment. But what's awesome about the Astros tonight is you have Gerrit Cole going. His last outing, he did get some run support. That's been shaky for him at best. So as long as the Astros come out swinging and put the bat on the ball and put the ball in play, they should be fine to hopefully get their third straight victory tonight. The Cole train is in the house. Fanning his first batter he faces, he's looking good early on. Not to mention, Jeff Bagwell has been sitting in with Todd Callis and Jeff Blum tonight. Typically, good things happen, and if you watch the game and listen to the conversation, it not only is intelligent, brilliant, but it's also funny and entertaining. Jeff Bagwell knows what he's talking about. And I think whenever he's in the booth, we get some good mojo going our way. So the Astros, it looks like if things go according to plan, we'll be just fine despite the absence of Jose Altuve. That's what I want to talk about. See, this clubhouse is built to where, yes, Altuve and Bregman, Springer, Correa, they are really the leaders in the clubhouse. The heart and the soul of the clubhouse has really become Bregman. Altuve is really the leader. I don't know where you would rank him. I don't know, like military rankings or whatever, but your upper echelon leadership in Altuve and Bregman are really, really important to this club. But Altuve plays such a key role in the morale of the team that you don't necessarily need his bat. I mean, he hasn't been hitting for the last 3 or 4 weeks. He's been in a slump, but the team has trended upwards. Most of the time, the hitting is what they call infectious in baseball, and the rest of the team suffers, or it's contagious. But not with this club. You've got too many hitters. Reddick is knocking the cover off the ball. Brantley knocking the cover off the ball. Springer is an absolute beast, the number one leadoff hitter in all of baseball right now. He's the most dangerous guy to face. He's the guy I don't want to face leading off. You know what? I may even intentionally walk him if I'm facing him. And then you have guys that step up big to the plate. Jake Mariznick goes 2 for 3 or 3 for 4, hits a home run, uses his glove in the field. Diaz gets key hits when he needs to. Chirinos gunning people down from behind the plate. Chirinos hitting home runs, hitting 268. I mean, when's the last time we had a catcher that hit over 250? It's been a while. And there you go. The end of the first inning, Gerrit Cole gets a 1-2-3 inning, striking out his first two batters. Let's go, Astros. Well, I'm going to wrap this up. I don't want to leave you too long. I just wanted to throw a little podcast out there talking about the game while it's on. Pretty soon, coming on the air live, hopefully tomorrow, if not tomorrow, sometime this week, a friend of mine from across the pond, an Astros fan from the United Kingdom. He's agreed to come on the podcast and throw around Houston Astros baseball. What I'm realizing is there's a lot more people overseas, especially in Europe, that are in love with baseball. I don't know, maybe they're tired of the flopping with the soccer and the World Cup decided by penalty kicks or whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying, baseball is a great game and it's catching fire over in the United Kingdom. Again, we'll be back with you, if not tomorrow, I promise one day this week, and we will be talking to someone from the other side of the world. Y'all have a good one. This is H-Town Wheelhouse. Go Astros.